There is a new leader making decisions affecting about 80,000 Milwaukee school children. Keith Posley took over as Milwaukee Public Schools interim superintendent a few months ago. Now he wants to turn around some of the lowest achieving schools, slash chronic absenteeism, and boost enrollment. In other words, he has high hopes. And as WUWM education reporter Emily Files found out, a lot of people have high hopes for him as well.
In a 25-minute interview during the second week of the school year, Posley kept bringing the conversation back to the students.
So we just have to find a way to make sure that we meet the many unique needs of our young people. And our goal is to make sure that our young people get what they need. This work is all about children for me.
Posley has been with MPS for close to 30 years. He was a teacher, then a principal, and gradually moved up the administrative ladder. School board member Terry Falk says Posley's experience distinguishes him from previous superintendent Darian Driver, who left in May for a job in Michigan.
Driver was never a principal. Posley had been a long-time principal.
Falk thinks that influenced the two superintendents' divergent budget plans. Driver's favored administration, and Posley focuses on classrooms.
Which direction is the correct one? And that probably is not easily answered. But it does emphasize the difference in attitude in terms of how the two superintendents looked at what they're going to do.
Driver defended her proposed 5% reduction to classrooms and other cost-saving measures by saying unpopular changes were necessary because of a gaping budget deficit. But when Posley took over, he changed course. He directed money back towards classrooms and made a $13 million cut to central office administration.
My goal is not to cut the classroom, because that's truly where the rubber meets the road for the learning process. And I'm going to do everything in my power to stay away from the classroom and stay away from cutting the classroom.
Some of the biggest fans of that decision were MPS teachers. Amy Mizielko is the president of the Milwaukee Teachers Union.
That was a good sign right off the bat.
Mizielko has been visiting schools to check in with teachers. She says morale seems to be improving, at least partly due to the new leadership.
People are feeling good and hopeful, and that maybe this return to school is the best one that they've had in about 8 years.
On the first day of the early start school year, Posley announced a lofty goal: for MPS test scores to skyrocket and surpass the state average. But there's a lot standing in his way. More than 75% of MPS students are economically disadvantaged. Like the city, schools are highly segregated. Posley thinks buckling down on the core subjects could help students succeed despite challenges. He calls it the Ambitious Instruction Plan, a framework to enhance reading, writing, and math instruction. He says his experience as principal of Clark Street School illuminated the importance of core classes.
We were a 90-90-90 school, 90% attendance, 90% poverty, and 90% proficiency. And it was simple. It was this whole thing around math, reading, and writing at mastery levels.
Emphasis on core subjects is a district-wide project. But Posley is also funneling resources to a cluster of schools in one of the most segregated and impoverished zip codes in Milwaukee, 53206. The 53206 initiative adds staff to provide more academic and emotional support. Seven schools will be restructured with the goal of creating a feeder system to Douglas Middle School and then North Division High School. North Division will become a community school. If Posley's moves so far don't seem short-term or interim, that's for a reason.
Do you want to be permanent superintendent?
Wow, absolutely.
And he appears to have a good chance. School Board President Mark Sain says, judging by Posley's performance so far, he deserves a shot at the permanent job. Still, School Board member Terry Falk says no superintendent alone can be the savior of a school district.
Too often we concentrate our efforts too much on a single individual to be the knight on the horse that's going to come in and save the district.
He says improving Milwaukee schools has to be a group effort. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.